It's after 9 o'clock. Now, the organization People Against Race Classification is seeking the scrapping of the race classification question in the official form completed when donating blood. And I asked you this question earlier saying, you know, how does it make you feel when you are asked to tick a box? African, Asian, I think it's white as well, and so on. How does that make you feel? I personally don't tick the box. I just leave it blank. Let's talk to founder and leader of People Against Race Classification, Glenn Snyman. Thank you very much, Glenn, for talking to us. A very good evening to you.
Good evening, Pamela. Good evening to your listeners.
Your group visited the offices of the Western Cape Blood Services in Cape Town, and you're demanding that you get an understanding as to why the classification requirement still exists in those forms. What explanation did they give you?
We had to try and struggle to get an answer from them for more than a year. Then finally they wrote back to us in March. Mm-hmm. And what they explained to us is a lot of medical terms, why they need to use race and need to know why each citizen is what race and what the reasons for it was. And they say that it's for the surveillance of risk of WRT, that is transmitted diseases, HIV, HBV, syphilis, and to detect sickness like that, and that those sicknesses differ from race group to race group. And then because of sickle cell disease that is in certain race group, in a lot of medical terms. So
I'm so struck by that, Glenn. Let me just ask you this question. I'm struck by that because actually I naively thought the reason this data is collected is so that they can, in the end, have data that says, or stats, you know, African people, this number of people access this site, or this number of people contributed. But I didn't realize that it actually goes to what they would deem as scientific reasons why they want to have this information.
Yes, we were also shocked because of the scientific reasons, because I think they have made groundbreaking science rulings that they now suddenly, that it seems as if race is scientific. In all of the years, the scientists have told us that race is not scientific. But let alone, one thing that is obviously also from them that they have told our group is that, listen guys, you're not scientists, you're not doctors. So they gave us some pamphlets of the World Health Organization to read through. And they said, familiarize yourself with how blood and blood transfusion work. Right. Well, I did that. So on the one pamphlet of the World Health Organization is a description on how they should collect blood. And at point two, it says, I'm going to read for you, collection of blood should only be from voluntary blood donors from low-risk populations. Now, in South Africa, we understand a population group as a race group. So you tell me,
what's a low-risk group?
Exactly. Who is this low-risk population group? And it states here only from them.
So tell
and this
me,
is a pamphlet that they gave me that I should familiarize myself, and we should familiarize ourselves, that are not the experts on this matter.
So tell me, Glenn, if I mean, I wouldn't know, right? I wouldn't know that I am in a low-risk group or high-risk group. I would just look at some of the requirements. Are you healthy? Are you the particular weight? And I would go in there with the intention of donating blood, believing that, you know, I'm healthy and my doctor says I'm fine and I qualify. What happens if I'm a high-risk group? What happens to my blood when I donate?
Exactly. What we believe is that each blood donor's blood should be tested. each bag of blood should be tested every time. And if they give the one blood sample, they put that through vigorous 50 tests, they should do it with all the blood and make sure that it is safe for a recipient. But now, we went so far that we got the expert information of Professor Yusuf at the Stellenbosch University.
Mm-hmm.
And he confirmed what we are saying. And he also said in a news interview on TV that there is no need for these race blocks to be on those homes. That the method of them using and use it as a meds to do what they do, that it is unnecessary. So if the one medical expert now contradicts with these medical doctors, then surely there are some questions that need to be asked.
Jeez. What does this mean then, Glenn, going forward? What has to be done?
The other thing they told us is that they're going to make a compromise. So they're going to add the option of other that they're going to put in or prefer not to say. Then I wrote to them back. Then I asked them, hypothetically speaking, what if all the blood donors suddenly decide that they are not going to fill in their race meter, they all are going to fill in other and prefer not to say. Then that means the Western Cape Blood Donation Service are not going to have any data, any race data. And that also means that they don't need the race data, actually, if they putting themselves to that point where they might not get race data. It's the one thing. Secondly, I asked them, but I had my DNA tested.
Mm-hmm.
Of my ancestral makeup, and it came back that I have 11 different ancestral groups, which of the main one is the Khoisan.
Yeah.
So I ask them now, a guy like me, I can pick white, I can pick black, I can pick anything. Where do I now fit in? You see, so to us, this is intellectual laziness, is discriminatory, and it's just a especially very sad that in a new democratic South Africa, with a history of apartheid, that we still should ask people a race on a blood donation form.
Look, I mean, I think it's absolutely ridiculous. We really commend you for going through this entire process to make the point. Can you take it further? I mean, legally so, constitutionally so, is it possible for you to take this further? Because I would certainly like to see this go all the way to the Constitutional Court.
We are still doing some research on the matter, because we are also left in the hands of other medical experts.
Mm.
So we need to see what we're going to do further about this.
There are other things that you're also calling for. Glenn, this is not the only issue that you are trying to bring attention to. It's the terminology colored as well that you want to talk about.
We have currently enough reason to have the word colored, Afrikaans kleuring, to be criminalized. Now we ask why in 1994 only the word, the K word for black people and the H word became a criminal offense to use. There's no outright law about it, but it's just expected in society that you don't tell someone those words, then you get into trouble. Now, a majority of us, as I know it, don't want to be referred to the word colored. But no one have went so far to really say, listen guys, but you need now to stop using this word. Because they're already referring to this group by other names. They want to be referred to as only South Africans. They want to be referred to as Khoisan. Some want to be referred to only as brown people, brain mensa. Because in Africa, they already tell these people brain mensa. So I'm not to say what people must be referred to. We prefer the term just South African. It's safe, neutral, a legacy, because no person need to must be discriminated against. So we want the word color to be criminalized to force the people to stop using this name in government and private.
Glenn, thank you so much for bringing this entire conversation to us. And I think it's going to open the door for lots of robust conversations. Glenn Snyman is the founder and leader of the organization People Against Race Classification. We'll see how far this issue goes, particularly the one with the blood donation services. I'm really keen to see the medical reasons why it's important for us to be classified as whatever race that you classify yourself as. So it's going to be interesting. And really, I want to see this go all the way to the Constitutional Court. Point of